Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day to know you and to make you known. Bless this word to us, Lord, and we thank you for your goodness, Lord, made known to us so that we can apply it and share it and stand on it this day in Jesus' name. Amen. It's Psalm 106. From 44 to 48, but let's just go to verses 47 and 48.
Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting, and let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. It's so beautiful, yeah. The call is save us, O Lord our God. And that's exactly what God has done. You know, God has said, stop with your futility. Stop with trying to be like me. Because without my help, you can't. So God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit has moved on our behalf so that the door is again open to come into that which is praiseworthy according to God, that which is praiseworthy according to his purpose for us, and that which is praiseworthy according to the purposes for our family, our community, South Africa, Africa, and the world. And it's so beautiful. You've got there in Revelations where he takes a people. He takes out a people from every tribe, from every nation. And that's what Jesus has done. He's united Jew and Gentile in himself so that he can make a new man, a bride that brings glory to God, that brings that which is in heaven to earth. And it's all found in relationship, guys. This is what we need to understand. I like what it says here. That we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Glory in his praise, finding our splendor, finding our light. That word glory is also boast. You see, and you can't boast in your strength or your wisdom or your ability. You gotta boast in the Lord. In his ability, in his strength, and what he has made available. He's the one that made us and the world and everything in it. And so we find, when we look to the rock from which we were hewn, that's where we find the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And then the TPT says that through our praises we give glory to him. You see, because we need to understand both sides. He's got praises for us. That's our name written in heaven. That's the bottom line. That's where the tacky eats the tarmac. Because if your name, those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, is thrown into the fire. And we can see when we look in Revelations, we see is our names can get cancelled from that Book of Life when we turn away from the living God. So all being called out of this world is being called to God. And yes, in God, there's the pastors, the prophets, the teachers, and evangelists, but they're there to bring us to the unity of the faith. The sad thing is many people are being called out and they slot into a denomination, and then they are dictated to by the leadership where the... And it's good to be dictated to by the leadership in the right way, getting all the basic milk, getting all the basic boundaries that are laid out for us, born again, obedience, baptism, receive the Spirit, love the Word, draw close to the Word, morning by morning, take up your cross and follow Jesus. But then it needs to go further. Leadership needs to wean people to their God, off to their God, just like cows and pigs and sheep. Yeah, there's a time that they start they move away from the basics, from the beautiful basic boundary lines into the beautiful plan of God. And that is found when you're looking to God. That is what we see with the disciples. They had all heard about Jesus from other people. But Jesus says to them, "Who do you say that I am?" And then they had a lot of things to say. You see, they wouldn't have been there by Jesus if it wasn't someone else telling them, you know, this is the Savior, this is the life, this is how the Savior would look, this is what he wants to do. He wants to shepherd us into the ways of God and into the plan of God. And I mean, you've got two of those disciples that is coming directly from John, and John was the best that the world could have. The Bible says there's no greater man than John the Baptist among men, because what happens when we come to God now in the new creations, we're not just common man any longer. We're new creations in the image and likeness of God, children of the Most High God. And so we need to, guys, get into relationship with our God, hear what our God says, and get busy with that. And then you are bringing his praises to earth and giving glory to him by bringing that, because your praises are in tune with his praises. You are flowing together with him. Because at the end of the day, it's not going to be what your pastor said, what your teacher said, what your evangelist said. It's about you facing your God. So no excuses then. So it's a bottom line, guys. Get close to your God. Stay with your God and flow with your God. There's a lot of deception happening at the moment, because people are playing church. You don't play church. You are the church. So you are carry God's investment in you to be a beautiful, wonderful fragrance. You are his workmanship for good works laid out there for you. But to get into those good works, you need to have a very personal relationship with the living God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hallelujah, amen. Faithful is our King.